A part of how we connect in a genuine new beginning way with the people of God is to be real, to be genuine, to be vulnerable.
It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. How-tos for loving God and loving others and being loved by others.
We all have needs. The Bible talks about God supplies all our needs. We love to say, the Bible wouldn't say He supplies needs unless you have some. Let's be vulnerable about them. A part of our journey as we look ahead to this coming Lord's Day is to be real, genuine, vulnerable with the people of God. How about you?
Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving and being loved, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
You remember the Bible verse in Hebrews chapter 12 that says, let us run the race that is set before us. It doesn't say let you run the race. It says let us. Did you know that the whole Christian journey is about us together? The Bible calls it fellowship.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. That commandment involves others, which means fellowship. But many of us, even in the body of Christ, in our own churches, and especially in our own families and friendships, are not experiencing the blessing of fellowship that God intended. We don't even know what it looks like. Well, this week on Great Commandment Radio, you'll learn the ins and outs, the how-tos, and how to experience the blessing of fellowship with Dr. David Ferguson and this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed. Here's David.
This group of caring, connected folks, whether it be in our churches or in our homes, we're supposed to be journeying together in the race called Christ-likeness. Let us run the race. How's it running for you? Is it working in your home, in your fellowship? On Great Commandment Radio today,
What if I'm running out of steam?
There you go. That's daughter Terry Sneed. We're excited you're with us today. And maybe, Terry, you're going to give us the practical insights of today's story, because we're talking about how fellowship blesses us. Now, this may not sound like a blessing, but it blesses us because other people challenge us to grow. It's the relationships in our life that God tends to use in the most powerful and profound ways to perfect in us Jesus Christ.
You mean the fact that, you know, when I was single and I was 32 before I was married, so I was single a long time, and I thought I was pretty mature. I thought I'd grown up a lot. And then when I got married and had lots of, you know, all these kids in my home, I found out I wasn't as mature as I thought.
That's what we're talking about on today's program. It's amazing how these close relationships, maybe there's some friends in your small group, in your Bible study group, and there's some kind of heavenly sandpaper activity going on. There's this kind of rubbing of you the wrong way. There's some buttons that get pushed and your impatience comes out, your sense of rejection comes out. Or maybe some of these are nearer than that. Maybe they're in your own home. What's God up to? Is this some kind of celestial cruelty joke? Has He put you so close to other saints for the purpose that Christ would be formed in you? Could that be possible? On today's program, we're glad you've joined us. GreatCommandment.net is the website. You'll find the resource for the week, free downloads. You'll also listen 24/7 to our radio program, where together we are excited you've allowed us to share a little part of your day. How we deepen our love of God and other people. Now, Terry, a part of our introduction segment today is to just simply make the case that when the Bible says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you have been overtaken by various trials," sometimes those trials have people's names, you know?
Attached to them. Yes, attached they to do. Them, right? They do.
In other words, you know, you would be the first, I think, to know that there is no telling what kind of immature saint I would be if it were not for the sanctifying work of your mother.
Yes, she has been a blessing to help you grow.
She has. And yet when you're going through those blessed times, they sometimes don't look like blessings, do they?
No, they don't.
And yet that's one of the blessings of true fellowship, is that people, iron sharpening iron, actually do work the work of Christ-likeness in us. As you listen on today's program, would you begin to imagine that there are people in your life, some in your own home, a spouse, child, maybe a stepchild, you're a single parent, mom, maybe you're a single adult, your connectedness with a few at work or in your church. Imagine your small group or Bible study fellowship you'll be with this Lord's Day. Wonder if there's some people in your life that very uniquely God is saying, if you will allow me to, through your relationship with them, I'll make you more patient, more accepting, more forgiving. Those would be Christ-like characters. Those would be the work of Christ-likeness in you. Are there some of your relationships that God is at work to perfect in you the image and person of Jesus Christ? Just consider the possibility. Terry, how about in our families? Could it be possible that some of those very kids that we have the most difficulty loving could be instruments of the Lord to help perfect in us Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some of our kids that have the Lord has used to work on my patience. There's been some of our kids that the Lord's helped me work on my sensitivity and my initiative and my compassion. In our home right now, we have ages 2 to 85 because my mother-in-law is living with us. And there are just multiple opportunities for God to work in me in Christ-likeness.
We're glad you've joined us today. In our teaching segment, we're going to explore this in a very, I hope, helpful way. And as we do so, would you be listening to the Holy Spirit to begin to bring to your heart and mind a character quality that He is up to in your life? Would it have to do with becoming additionally patient, sensitive, attentive? Would it have to do with you learning to take more initiative, express more patience, become more gentle? What work of Christ-likeness is He up to in your life? You know, we sometimes, in our teaching, Terry, basically say, you know, if we ever get to the point in our Christian journey where we don't have an answer to that, you know, there's no work of patience He needs to do in me. There's no fresh work of sensitivity or gentleness He needs to do in me. It would be as if God would say, you know, I think I'm finished with my work there. We think if that were to be true, He would do a lot like He did with Enoch in the Old Testament. He translated him into heaven. He's out of here. And so we sometimes say the fact that you're still walking around down here
is an indication that you need to grow.
It is. Mm. And so to all of us as listeners out there today, maybe there's a fresh work of Christ-likeness He's up to in your heart. Would you listen to that during our teaching segment? And then in our closing time together, we'll focus very practically upon how we can gain clarity of His fresh needed work in us and then even vulnerably begin to express that in a very faith-filled way to some of the people around us that they might encourage us as together we run the race set before us. Glad you've joined us today on the other side of the break on Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David Ferguson, now in just a minute, we'll be taking you into an Intimate Life Ministries Kingdom Calling Conference. Kingdom Calling is designed to help people just like you and me experience God's calling in their life, in their hearts, relationships, ministry. Kingdom Calling. We'll take you into that conference in just a minute. Before we do so, a quick reminder to visit our website. Today, another free download, more how-tos on experiencing the blessing of fellowship. And as we remind you constantly, you have our permission to send that free download to anyone you like. love. That's at greatcommandment.net, where you'll also find out more about churches, our Great Commandment network of churches, really the primary focus of Intimate Life Ministries, the Great Commandment network of churches, resources, workshop schedules, conferences, training opportunities for you to get involved, and much, much more. And of course, Kingdom Calling. Order the resource this week and you'll be supporting local Christian radio, a needed ministry in our own backyards. Kingdom Calling, downloads, and more, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. A quick break, back after this. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Do you remember the commercial that we saw on TV last night? I'm not going to name the church, and we were so impressed with this commercial.
How-tos for Great Commandment Living. It's time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And what it showed was somebody standing on the bridge taking a picture of 8 o'clock traffic during the week, and it was bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper traffic. And then it showed an 8 o'clock picture on Sunday morning.
Nobody on the road.
Nobody on the road. Now, that would be a new beginning to get on the road to go to church.
That's right. They were basically saying, our church is approachable on Sunday. You won't have to worry about bumper-to-bumper traffic.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Don't let anything stop you from fellowshipping with the body of Christ this week. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments with your host, Dr. David Ferguson, along with this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed. Quick question, why do people come to church? Well, hopefully to hear the message of Jesus Christ, to experience salvation, hopefully for Bible teaching, for prayer and meditation. But many people come in the doors of the church, even for the first time, to experience fellowship, something many of us don't have in our personal lives, relationships, friendships in the workplace. We want to experience fellowship. But what does fellowship look like in the church? And what effect might that experience have on someone who's kind of peeking their heads into this body of Christ thing? Here's Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Conference.
A closing last story. Some years ago, Titusville, Florida, we had a large group of people in training that night. And we're training them in what we've talked about of walking in the light of the Word. We spent that whole training conference focusing on a long list of Bible verses that before we get out of this room, we told them, we don't care if you fill in any blanks What we want to make sure happens is that you experience every one of these Bible verses on this list. And we went down the list of just experiencing Bible verses. Man, we were encouraging one another. We were speaking words that edify. We were rejoicing together. We spent times of godly sorrow. God, sorrow my heart of the sin in my life. We didn't just talk about godly sorrow. We actually spent time experiencing it. We saw repentance taking place at the altar. We spent time experiencing confess your faults to one another. And on that last evening, we spent a little time mourning with those who mourn. And we actually brought the team together to where we were able to say to them, as I said to you during the course of this time, we want you to bow your heads. We want you to allow the Spirit to bring to your heart and mind a time of disappointment or hurt in your life. And we want you to share that with one another, a part of the body of Christ. And we want you to be a good steward of those glorious riches and minister comfort to one another. Now, I want you to imagine all of this auditorium, there are people who are ministering Bible verses to one another. They're experiencing Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. They're experiencing Romans 12:15, mourn with those who mourn. And people are hugging one another and tears in eyes and arms around one another. And the worship leader is continuing to lead worship as this takes place. And I moved off the platform to the back of that church and I stood there, grateful for what God was doing in the place as people were experiencing Him at the point of His Word. A young man walked in the back door. His name was Ray, I would come to find later. A single man who had been intrigued by the parking lot full of cars on a Friday night. He walked right up to me and he looked out over these people who were comforting one another. And he said to me, "What are they doing?" I said, "They are comforting one another." He broke. "That's what I need," he said. He just lost his job at the Kennedy Space Center. He had a broken engagement with his fiancée. He just put his elderly mother in a nursing home. Ray needed the glorious riches of what he saw happening among God's people. And in the next few moments, one of those ministers had the privilege to lead Ray into a glorious relationship with the real Jesus. Can you see what was happening in that room? The hearing and yielding to God was producing love among His people. And the unbelievers say, "That's what I need." That was the secret of Pentecost. If you'll understand the Acts 2 passage of the Spirit coming upon His people and the crowd gathers, and they ask of Peter, "What is this?" And I've got this picture in my heart and mind of Peter taking the scroll of Isaiah and he just scrolls it out. Scroll of Joel, and he just scrolls it out. And he says, "Oh, you want to know what this is out there? This that you're seeing happening?" And he just scrolls it out and he points right here to Joel chapter 2. He says, "This is that." I love those three words. This that is happening is just that in this book being experienced. That's what it is. You see, that is the power of reaching unbelievers. When they look at us and say, "What is that?" And our answer is, "Oh, this is just that that's in this book."
Dr. David Ferguson, a little bit on what fellowship looks like in the real world, in the real church. You can experience the entire Kingdom Calling workshop by ordering it today online, and you'll be helping support the station you may be listening to right now. You see, we believe in local Christian radio, folks. It's hands-on, practical ministry in our own communities. So we want to support the station you're listening to right now. And when you order Kingdom Calling, you'll be doing just that. At least visit our website for the free download to let us hear from you, to find out about churches in your community, to get involved, and much, much more. All at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. You can always call our staff toll free. We can help you find a church home, a Christian counselor in your area, and much more at 1-800-881-8008. That is 1-800-881-8008, toll free, or through the web at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Back with David Ferguson and Terry Ferguson Sneed right after this break. It's Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. How-tos for living out the Great Commandment, loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Want to have more friends in your life, but with your schedule, how do you do it? It takes intention.
And so to be intentional means to sit down, look at your calendar, think through the week, think of everything you've got, think through the month if it comes to that, and think, how can we fit in a Saturday morning, you know, go to breakfast, a Friday night? It doesn't even have to go out anywhere. Who can we have over at the house and play games or drink coffee or just chat with? Who can we get to know better? Who can we have in our lives to become our friends?
Teresa Ferguson, in the next 24 hours, be intentional about friendships. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
You know, Terry, as we talk about on today's program, how it is that our fellowship with others, whether in our church relationships or in our home, help in the work of Christlikeness. You know, I reflect on this Mark 5 scripture text that's from our teaching segment on how sometimes it's the people who interrupt us, like this lady interrupted Jesus and the disciples, that challenge us to respond like Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems from that text, as we just focused in our teaching segment, that the disciples were probably irritated at this interruption.
That's true.
And yet Christ was so attentive, so patient, so caring. It's a real challenge to all of us, I think.
Yeah, that the very people that seem to sort of be the interruptions of the moment are actually the ones that the Lord might want to use in my life to help me grow.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It really is hard. And, You know, in this closing segment, one of the things that we would sometimes draw out of this idea is that here Jesus and the disciples are headed off to Jairus' house, and they're on a mission. They've got great things to do, and yet there's a work inside of them, we would suggest, that is taking place with the interruptions of life. From that, we draw a principle, and it's this. Be careful who you become on the way to where you're headed. You see, all of us are headed in a certain direction. We're accomplishing things, building careers, accumulating things. But we need to be careful who we become on the way to where we're headed. Who are you becoming? In our closing segment, we want to challenge you with this possibility. Would you imagine that in the relationships in your life, whether they be with those nearest you or in your church relationships, there is a fresh work of Christ-likeness that he's up to? Would you just listen to the Holy Spirit as he maybe begins to put a name on it? You know, is there a name called patience that he's wanting to work in you? Is there a work of initiative? God's love always takes initiative. It moves first. It doesn't wait for other people to come around. It initiates. Is there a fresh work of sensitivity? It seemed like the disciples totally missed this lady's presence, Terry. Mm-hmm. And yet Jesus was sensitive. Is there a fresh work of sensitivity? How about a fresh work of gentleness? You know, Jesus talks about, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am humble and gentle. I think, Terry, it was his gentleness that oftentimes made Jesus approachable. You know, there was that sense of, He's not going to be irritated if you bother him. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be irritated if you interrupt him. He's going to be gentle. Made him approachable.
Right.
Is there a fresh work of Christ-likeness that's needed in you? And then, Terry, even within our family relationships, maybe those same questions would apply. Is there a fresh work through my relationship with my spouse, with one of my children, that God's up to perfect in me more of Jesus? And then the opportunity, maybe having identified that, actually be vulnerable to share that. And that might be a stretch, but that might be important for us, wouldn't mm-hmm. it, Terry?
Yeah, kind of the first step is I very often have to be careful about the prayers I pray, because I will pray for my kid to be more of something or less of something. But a lot of times I, or my husband to be more or less of something, but I have a hard time remembering, you know, perhaps what it's me you want to change. Mm. It might be me.
Yeah.
And so to first ask the question of, okay, what is it? And then, yeah, to take some time to maybe even share that character quality with your child, with your husband, with your friend. Of, you know, I think the Lord impressed me that I might need to be more gentle in my responses to you. Mm. That I might need to be supportive and take more initiative to help you out. Those are the kind of things that will really bless someone and that you're in fellowship with.
Mm. Why not look for those opportunities? Practical homework today. This Lord's Day, you know, I was listening to the radio program this week, and I was reminded that God is probably up to a fresh work in me to make me more supportive, more accepting, more attentive, more patient, more gentle, more loving. And I just wanted you to be in on that. Maybe that's a part of how we run the race together. Would you do that? Maybe tonight. With a friend. Let's run the race together. As we enjoy the blessings of what the Bible calls true fellowship. Thanks for joining us today. And don't miss TGIF, the Friday program on Great Commandment Radio. Hope you'll join us then. Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with his oldest daughter, Terry Ferguson Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries. Thanks for joining us for today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Before we sign off, one final reminder. Please visit our website. Every day we prepare a free download of information. Good news you can use is what I call it. And this week it's on the blessing of fellowship. Not just how to do it, but how to experience it. How-tos for the blessings of fellowship. It's waiting for you at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net or toll free at 1-800-881-8008. While you're there, order your own copy of the Kingdom Calling Training Course. Training in God's calling, how-tos for your heart, your ministry, your relationships. Kingdom Calling, available at greatcommandment.net. When you order it, you'll be supporting this local Christian radio station as well. That's Kingdom Calling, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Looking forward to Friday on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. We wrap up our week on the blessings of fellowship.
Are my kids always going to everybody else's house, or are we going to make our home kind of a place of refuge?